Thomas Randall is the Senate candidate for the Pirate Party, and to find out what they stand for, we're joined now. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Sarah. How are we going?
I'm not too bad now. Now, I guess people would think pirates as in ship pirates, but I've been reading some of your media releases, and a lot of your focus has been on internet freedoms and that type of thing.
Yes, absolutely. So it's not about sea piracy, it's about internet piracy and the digital age and what that means for our society.
And so why have you put your hand up to run for the Pirate Party?
For me personally, it was really about a lack of conviction and understanding in the current political scene related to digital issues and the way that the offline rights that we have are being applied in the online world. And just, I see a continuous erosion of online rights like privacy and freedom of speech and due process in the online world versus the offline world.
So can you give me give us a concrete example of that?
Yes, certainly from the Labor Party we've seen proposals for internet censorship and filters, and recently in the last couple of months they were talking about data retention issues, which is the blanket dragnet surveillance of the entire population.
So why, I mean, what sort of things would you like to see change? I mean, I guess one of the issues with internet-related issues is it's, and I've seen this through sittings with a number of court cases on it, is it's a global issue.
Yeah, it certainly is, and there needs to be a lot more communication and collaboration about how we tackle and research and understand digital issues and develop the best way forwards through sort of applying a more evidence-based approach and also looking at the at how some offline rights should be applied to the online world.
Apart from issues of privacy and so on in the internet, what other policies do you have?
And well, we have a lot of policies. So we've covered welfare policy, tax policy, animal environment policy. It's hard to really give you the full detail on all of them because we do actually have a large policy set. So even though intellectual property issues were what spawned the pirate movement around the world, in Australia we've now branched out and applied our policy development and our principles to developing policies across a range of issues.
What sort of candidates are you attracting? Who are the sort of people that join the Pirate Party?
Well, very young people. I think only one of our candidates is over 30 years old. So we're a very young movement and we're sort of the first digital literate group of people to enter politics. And that's really what our movement is about. It's a new generation of politics and a new generation of people entering politics.
And you say that it started around the world. So, I mean, I can look back a couple of decades now and I guess the Green movement started the same way. Would you say that you mirror the Greens in that sort of capacity?
Well, we are a new movement that is spreading around the world. So the first Pirate Party started in Sweden in about 2006 and it's since spread to over 45 different countries. There are pirates elected in about six countries at the moment, but it totals over 250 representatives. So there are pirates elected in local councils, state governments, and even national governments. So just about 2 months ago, three pirates entered the Icelandic National Parliament.
Good to talk to you. Thanks very much for your time.
Thanks very much, Sarah.